Dredd and Rogalski in the studio now. It's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Thursday, we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia. I am going to go way out on a limb here and say that vaccinations are topic A today.
You got it. You hit it right on the nose. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I just wanted to, you know, talk again about the opportunities for vaccination. Right now, we're looking at food service workers, in-home health support workers, anyone in that Tier 1A that still has not been vaccinated. We're trying to catch up on school staff. Tier 1B is where we're at, so medical offices, dental offices, as I said, school staff, and food service workers are eligible to be vaccinated. Mendocino Coast Clinics is holding a vaccine event tomorrow. We are targeting our patients 75 years old and over. We got an allocation of about 275 vaccines for tomorrow's event, and we'll be doing it as a drive-through event. That was very successful last week when we did the drive-through event on Friday, which targeted food service workers. You know, we've done nearly 1,000 vaccines to date. And 400 of them have been for our patients, and the rest have been for the wider community. So I do want to assure people that we are working to make sure that we're not only vaccinating Mendocino Coast Clinic patients, but the wider community as a whole. We have over 2,500 people in our database that are age 75 and over, and we're trying to work through that very long list by oldest down in age to make sure that we are getting to the most vulnerable of our population, while we're also trying to spread the equity over to those working in areas that mean that they're at higher risk of either spreading the disease or getting the disease.
All right. Lucretia, for those who are not patients of Mendocino Coast Clinics, and even people listening inland also, is the best thing to do to contact your medical provider and just hear what they have to say if indeed you're on the list right now? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you should contact your primary care provider first and see if they are going to be vaccinating their patients.
Okay.
If they are not, then there are a couple of database lists available, you know, in the county. My understanding is that Mendocino County is being considered to be piloting the California database for signups. That's called MyTurn. I don't know when that pilot is going to reach our county, but that does seem to be an option that's coming to us. Right now, there's vaccinatemendo.com. I have heard that there are some problems sometimes navigating within that system. There is a way to text into that system also. If you don't have good Wi-Fi or you know, aren't able to access the website itself.
Right, right.
But checking in with your primary care provider first to see if they're going to be vaccinating is a good first step.
Okay, all right. Anything else this morning?
Well, we still have testing available, and actually I really want to push on surveillance testing because our numbers have dropped across the county. You know, we've seen cases here in Fort Bragg and our North Coast region are kind of peaked a little bit. So as opposed to the rest of the county where we did see that surge subside, we have a little bit of a bubble happening here in both Fort Bragg and on the North Coast. And so we want to make sure people are getting tested. We do testing Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons. The more surveillance testing and negative tests we can have, the closer to the red tier we can get to. Right now, our test positivity rate is at about 22%. I think it needs to be below 8% to get into the red tier. And that's when we can open up schools 7th through 12th grade. So working towards getting that positivity rate down is really important for our kids right now to try to get schools open. The more we test negative people, the more we impact that positivity rate. So I would encourage everybody to really consider getting tested. It's no longer a nasopharyngeal swab. It doesn't go all the way back to your throat to do that brain tickle that we had talked about early on. It's a nasal swab, so it's much more comfortable for the individual being tested.
All right. Lucretia, anything else before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. Just, you know, happy end of the week, and stay safe out there. Wear your mask even after you're vaccinated.
There you go. All right. Lucretia, thanks very much. Joe Rogalski from The Coast.